Yeah. He fell in and had to learn real quick. All right. Very good. Well, let's open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 1, and I'm going to read some verses here. Revelation chapter 1 as we get started. We're in the book of Revelation, and we are up to chapter 12. We'll look at chapter 12 again today. And beginning at verse 1, Revelation chapter 1 to get started, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Blessed is those who read. Yes, this is the only book of the Bible that promises a blessing just to read it. So let's go ahead and look to the Lord in a word of prayer as we get started this morning. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed day that you've given to us the opportunity to read your word. Father, we request the blessing from our study today that, Father, will draw closer to thee, realizing that you have a plan. We look at the world around us and we think that evil is prevailing, wickedness is winning. But Father, we know that the end of the book is that we are going to be victorious through our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even so, come Lord Jesus. We see things taking place in this world today that trouble us and we're concerned. But oh, you promised that this is all going to happen and this is what we're going to see. And we're starting to see it now. And we believe your return is very close. Father, use your word today in our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, this morning I'm going to start off by backing up just a little bit. I've got something that I have been working on. Let's see here. Where did my cursor go? Got to find my cursor. Where did it? There it is. It's hiding. We'll go to this. And come over here. Nancy said that I would like to have a graph of everything taking place. Dr. Kober made the graphic. This is a professor of mine at Faith Baptist Bible College, made a graphic. And I just took his graphic and made my own and put all the information back in there. But here I've got up here, and I know that is very, very small. It is hard to see, but Nancy requested that I do this, and she's not even here. So I've got to pick on her. You know, Nancy, I worked so hard on this week, and you're not even here. My goodness. Do I think she should feel bad? Yes, I do. Are you awesome, Chicky? All right, and as you look at this graphic, what's that, Jane? Yes, that's what I was saying. So as you look here at the graphic, you notice in the left-hand corner there it says the church age, and there's a picture of the church there. And, of course, that's Revelation 1, Revelation 2, Revelation 3, because at the end of Revelation chapter 3, you've got the church of Laodicea, and the end of the last church just before the rapture. And so that's the church age, and as you look, look there in the upper right-hand corner. I put the first one up there. You got the apostate or the apostasy of at the end of the church age. And there's 2 Thessalonians 2:1 and talks about the apostasy that's taken place, turning away from the things of the Lord, not interested in the things of God, very low church attendance, not interested in worship or serving him in any way. And that is the apostate church, the Church of Laodicea. We're going to look at that picture again. The next thing coming up here is the rapture of the church, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 through 18. And then the translation of the living saints. And that's the rapture of the living saints, those who are living on earth and around. And the saints, only the saints will be raptured out. And then the resurrection of the church age saints. Those are those during the church age that that passed away and that are in the grave and longing for the return of Christ. And when he returns, the rapture will occur. And those still in the grave, they will be raptured out and they will ascend up. And the Old Testament saints, they're, and we'll see that in a little bit later, but that's right at the beginning of the millennial. So during this tribulation time, the Old Testament saints are still in the grave. They'll be raptured out at the beginning of the millennium. And so that's always the question. Okay, if the church saints are raptured out and they're up there in heaven, well, what about the Old Testament saints? Well, the 70th week of Daniel is dealing with Israel and working with them. And so that's going to be the tribulation, the 70th week, the 7 years of tribulation that's going to take place. And so the Old Testament saints, they'll be resurrected right there at the beginning of the, as well as, if you notice on your notes, as well as the resurrection of the tribulation martyrs, those saints that were martyred, those will also be there at the same time. So that's the rapture. And then we have the return of the Jews to Israel during the time of preparation and when Antichrist is starting to be announced. And then the revelation of the false Christ, the false Christ and false prophet. And that will be during the time when Antichrist will finally be announced. All right, so that's kind of where we are right now. You notice the celebration. That's when the saints are up in heaven. You've got Christ coming for us over here on the left, just right of the church. And so Christ returning for us, and we're going to be up in heaven during that celebration. We're going to have, I think up here is the next one, is sealing of the 144,000. But there is, let's see if it comes up. There it is, the judgment seat of Christ is going to be with us during that celebration up in the cloud there. That's the judgment seat of Christ when we'll receive our rewards. So that's up to where we are right now. And I have some extra pictures of that. Yes, that was a lot of work. I enjoyed it and did that all for Nancy. And she's not even here. Yes, sir. Yeah? Really? Right. Yeah. So what I was saying, if you look on that note, in fact, I think I've got it. Well, I guess all of them are up. This is the one I'm referring to, these over here. You got the rapture of the church over here. Yeah. Right. There you go. This is what I was referring to right here. You got the rapture of the church and the translation of the living saints and then the ascension of the church age saints here that are in the grave. Over here was the apostate church as you get started. And then you got the rapture. Judgment seat of Christ is in this cloud right here. And then the sealing of the 144,000 that we read. Remember that in Revelation chapter 7. Verses 1 through 8. So we covered that. We basically covered this first half over here. Okay? Can you see that? I'm sorry. Yeah. Yep. So then this one here, you notice the church, picture of the church. This is a symbol of the rapture. He's going to come for us. We're going to meet him in the clouds. And then over here, it says he's going to come with us. Right here in that arrow is with us, and the marriage supper of the Lamb takes place here. Or the marriage of the Lamb right here. And then the marriage supper of the Lamb actually takes place right at the beginning of the millennium while we're back here on earth, because Christ is bringing his bride and introducing his bride to the world around and to all those that are still living here during the and going into the millennial reign. And then this mountain right here. What's that? I'm going too fast again?
Yes.
Well, because, yes, okay. So when Christ returns with us, he's coming down to the Mount of Olives, and that's when it's going to split, and the Mediterranean Sea is going to go into the Dead Sea. That's kind of interesting. We'll notice that. So this is the Mount of Olives. That's what that mountain is. And when Christ returns, the mountain's going to split. And the Mediterranean Sea is going to feed down through the Valley of Megiddo. and is going to replenish the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee. In fact, the Dead Sea is going to be one of the best fishing areas in the world. Abed will be able to catch a fish during the millennium. It's called the Dead Sea because it's dead. there's no outlet, and there's no, but there is an inlet. Yes, it's so salty you could float in it. Yeah, so Janie, what's the answer? There's water coming in, but nothing coming out, so it's not refreshed. Oh, yeah, it's too salty for anything. There's no fish in it. So, but during the millennial reign of Christ, when the Mount of Olives is split, broken apart, the Mediterranean Sea is going to come in and feed the Dead Sea. And it's going to be, and that's, there's going to be lots of fruit around that we're going to be eating during the millennial reign of Christ. And the Word of God even shares with us where's the best fishing spot in the Dead Sea. Can you imagine that? The Dead Sea. So it's so salty that fish cannot live. So, but I thought Jane was talking about the scientific reason why it's the Dead Sea. It's because it's got an inlet but no outlet. And so there's so much salt in it that that it is useless. Yeah. Yes. Okay, let me come over here. Yeah. All right, so Revelation chapter 1. Notice here, we got all this. Whoops, I put my pointer thing away. This is Revelation chapter 1, and it shows the rapture up here and the revelation of the Word of God through John as God uses John to pin the words of Scripture, the Lord Jesus Christ walking through the churches, a sword coming from his mouth, eyes of flame, hair as white as snow, glowing. We got the seven pastors held by the Savior. We got Alpha and Omega, the two keys of Hades and hell. Got the seven churches there on the coastline showing and revealing all those. And we went through that, Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. Here's the last church, Revelation chapter 3, the church of Laodicea. It tells us that the church is lukewarm. The Savior is going to spew them out of his mouth. And that's the church of today. The church, the apostate church, not interested in the things of God, not interested in serving the Lord. In fact, the door is shut, it's sealed, and the Savior's knocking on the door, requesting to come in. We got the seven churches here. The last one is just smoke because there's no fire, and it's not hot enough to burn, but it's also not cold enough to be cold. It's just lukewarm. And then Christ says at the end of chapter 3 that I will build my church. We got the saints there and the Savior. We've got one man who is partially blind. He's got money in his hand. Money means more to him than serving the Lord. And of course, is half blind. They've got Laodicea was a town known for their eye salve. And the Savior saying, hey, you need that eye salve so you can see. We've got a couple here married who are fighting. And the crack in the stone here representing the fact that marriages are falling apart. The family is being destroyed. The home, God's home, what he planned and how he put the home together is being torn apart. And we see that in the world today. And then, of course, we have the totally blind man begging and naked because the things of this world are more important to him than the things of God. And, of course, last of all, the door has no doorknob. Jesus cannot open it from the outside. It has to be opened from the inside. And what an insult to just look over the wall and just kind of stare and not do anything about it. And that's the Church of Laodicea. What's that? Oh, right here? Probably, I think those are the saints in the church. I will build my church. Yep, there's actually there's six of them. And then Jesus is in the middle. So we got one, two, three over here. And then one, two, three over here. Church aid saint. Yep. Very good. Oh. see six and then Jesus in the middle. That's the seventh one is hiding there somewhere. That's very good. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Nope, I don't think. Yep. All right. And then here, chapter 4 is a view of the rapture from God's point of view. Of course, and we have the church being raptured out. Here's the trumpet, the sound of the trumpet that's coming, and the rapture is occurring. All the saints are coming. And then, of course, we have here representations of the four beasts that represent, of course, the lamb being a servant, which was Mark, and then the king, the lion, the king, talking about Matthew. And then we also have here that a man, that Jesus Christ, 100% man, referring to Luke, and then John, referring to his deity, and the scroll that's here that's not open, and the rapture occurring, and all those coming back at the rapture of God's point of view. And then this one here, this one is Revelation. Is this Revelation chapter 6? I remember right? Is that right? Let me look. Come on. Oh, Revelation chapter 5 with the trumpets, or excuse me, the seals being opened, right? And we have, of course, the 10 toes here representing the image, Daniel's image, gold, silver, bronze, iron, and clay, referring to the 10 nations, world power, and standing in the world here today. And then we got the seal that was being opened. We've got the white horse being ridden by the Antichrist. No arrows, but he's got a bow. It's all mental as he's trying to set up his kingdom. Then we've got the red horse here, referring to battle and war and the sword that's being held. And then you got the next horse over here. It looks like the bluish horse here. And you've got the angel there with the weight, referring to all the terrible things that are going to occur. Bread's going to be cost a loaf, or bread's going to cost a day's wages. There's going to be famine in the land, all taking place during these seals. And then the last one is the fourth horse that is referring to death and dying. And then we have the saints that have died for their faith during the beginning of the tribulation under the altar. And then here we've got number six. You got the earth, the moon turning to a third part of blood and fire from heaven, and then we have over here the 144,000 that's referring to on that chart that we had, the 144,000 that are going to come and trust Christ. And then last of all, the sixth seal, which happens to be all the seven trumpets. All right, so here are the seven trumpets. We already looked into this, and very quickly, you got the first one with lightning and thunder, and then the next one, you've got the hell and fire coming out. That's the first trumpet. The second trumpet, a mountain comes and falls into the ocean. A third of the ocean turns to blood. That's why there's three boats here, and one of them is sinking, referring to the fact that a third of the ocean is destroyed. Then a third of the fresh water, the next trumpet, a third of the fresh water will be destroyed. And then the next one over here, the stars and sky, the moon's going to turn, a third of it's going to turn black, and the sun, a third of it's going to be turning, and stars are falling from heaven. And then, of course, the next one are the three woes that take place at the end. You got the beast coming out. It's got a head of a man and hair like a woman and hoofs like a horse and a tail like a stinging scorpion, and all those going to be inflicted. And he's going to afflict all those who do not have the image of God upon them. It's not a seal like you talk about when we talk about the mark. It's not the mark of Antichrist. It's the seal of God. So all those who have the seal of God, he's not able to touch. And then the next woe is the angels in hell, all in chains, and and falling off, and they come forth. And then over here, this, of course, the last woe, where Satan, Antichrist, is putting his fist up as the angels in heaven are crying out that Christ is now going to rule and reign on earth, and it just makes them really upset and angry. And then, of course, here we have the two witnesses, John eating the seal, and then we have the angel here with a rod for measuring, 1 foot on the ocean, 1 foot on the earth, and that is the following chapter that we looked at, probably chapter, that's now chapter 6, right? And then this is where we are, Revelation chapter 12. And the first set, kind of a really quick overview. Revelation chapter 12. All right. This is the first one, Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6 is the first picture. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for deliver her child as soon, or to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. So on your chart, three scores would be 60. So a score, well, actually a score is 20. Score is 20, so 3 times 20 would be 60. So 1,260. So that would be 3.5 years, right? Yep. So we have the woman with child standing on the moon. And here's the dragon ready to devour the child. So this is referring to Mary. Mary giving birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the dragon is there to devour. And he attempted, had good 2 of them, twice. First of all, with Herod. Remember, Herod was going to kill all the baby children, all the baby boys. And so that was 1 time. And then the 2nd time is when Christ died on the cross, that he was crucified and died for our sins. And, of course, Satan over here, I will. Remember all those I wills. I will be like the Most High, and the world will worship me. So he's claiming that he is God. And so we have Mary here. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, he ascends up into heaven. He dies on the cross for our sins. We got the symbol of Israel here. And then he's going up to the throne of God, being in heaven. And here's the woman running for her life into the wilderness. And the stars, 1/3 of the stars fall, which I believe is referring to the 1/3 of the angels in heaven followed Satan when he fell. When he, in his pride, saying, I'm going to be like the Most High, I'm going to be like God. And so God kicked him out of heaven. He kicked him out of the first, there's 3 levels of heaven. First is in the throne room of God. 2nd is our solar system. 3rd is the heaven above our earth, our oxygen, where our oxygen is. And then above that, of course, you got the solar system with all the stars and galaxies that we have. So there's 3 heavens. Our heaven, which is our oxygen, is 3. 2 is where the stars are. And then 1 is in the presence of God. And so he was kicked out of the first heaven. And when he was kicked out of the first heaven, 1/3 of the angels fell with him. And that's in reference to the stars. 1/3 of the stars fell with his tail. So that's verses 1 through 6. And then the next few verses, and we looked at that last Sunday. So let's also look at verse 7. And this is 7 through... Let me get to my picture. This is verses 7 through 12. 7 through 12, and that's this picture here. 7 through 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. So Michael and his angels. So we have Michael and his angels. You can see the battle taking place there. Here's Michael fighting against the dragon and all of his angels. And then you have, of course, the Lamb of God, the cross, the hands of our Savior. And here's all the demons. They're fighting and they're being kicked down to that second heaven. Let's read on verse 8. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice ye in heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So here's Satan. He's living in the area where the galaxies are and the stars, but now here, and I'll show you on that graph, he is kicked out of heaven onto earth. So now his domain is the third heaven, which is our solar system, oxygen and the world around us, and he knows his time is short. He's cast down into the earth, but we have the Lamb of God who's died for the saints and for those who have trusted in him and the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Any questions? That's a beautiful picture. That's an awesome picture. Let's look at the graph here real quick. It has, and it should be in the middle of the tribulation. Here it is. Do you see the tribulation right there, the word in the middle? You got the church age, tribulation, and then the millennium. Well, you got the church age, and there's the arrow pointing to that symbol or to the line in the middle of the tribulation. And word right, or the writing just above tribulation, it says Satan is cast out of heaven in Romans 12:9. And that's where we are. Okay? Do you see that, Chuck? So it's right in the middle of the tribulation. Do you see the word tribulation? Right under the two witnesses. Yep, that's it. Right there. So right in the middle of the tribulation. So it's also where the Antichrist breaks his treaty with Israel. He makes the treaty at the beginning. That's what marks the beginning of the tribulation. But he breaks that treaty with Israel in the middle. So the same time that Satan falls out of the second heaven into the third, Satan breaks that treaty. And the Antichrist moves to Israel. Antichrist breaks the covenant. And then Battle of Gog and Magog also is in the middle of the tribulation. And the Battle of Gog and Magog takes place twice. The first one is in the middle of the tribulation. And the last one is, where did it go? Right here, the second Battle of Gog and Magog, Revelation 20, verses 7 through 9. Yes. All right. Any questions? That's a beautiful picture. I love that. Satan is getting his due reward. Cast out of the second heaven, by the angel Michael and all of his angels, and then it gives reference to the hope that we have in Christ, the Lamb of God that was slain for the sins of the world. That's a beautiful picture. All right, the next one. That we also want to look at, and this, we covered Revelation 12, but I thought it was all in that one picture, but it wasn't. There is these three pictures cover 12. So we're going back over and looking at them again, and these are verses 13 through 17. And we want to look at verse 13. It says, "And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child." So he's persecuting the woman, casting out flames and fire from his nostril. And then we have the 10 nations here, represented by the iron and clay. Once again, the last, remember the image that Daniel saw of gold, silver, bronze, iron, and clay, which represent Babylon, Medes and the Persians, the Greece and Rome. And then you have the 10 nations. Three of them are destroyed by Satan. And we'll see that in the seven, those 10 horns, and three of them were defeated. And here's Israel flying off and running toward their protection, which is, it's written here. I've got it on destruction of the one world church, Antichrist. Let's see here, the woman campaign of Armageddon, two witnesses. Should be here. I thought it was real here, right here, real quick. Satan persecutes Israel. Oh, yep, right here. Satan persecutes Israel, finds a refuge in Ammon, Moab, and Eden. Ammon, Jordan, which I think is Petra, and then Moab and Edom, found in Daniel 11, Micah 2, Matthew 24, and Revelation 12, verses 12 through 14. Okay, so there's the woman running. Wings, and then Satan huffing and puffing and angry and running off. And then, of course, Israel is right in here, and Ammon, Petra is off over here, Ammon, Jordan, Moab. You have yet to see. Well, you've got like eagle's wings here, and there's the back of her head with a crown, and then the symbol of Israel. So it's kind of hard to see her. Yeah. Yep, it's kind of a swoosh. Yeah, it's hard to see, but that's the woman and the star. Can you see it better over here? Not Chuck, but the others. She's right here. The wings. Let's read what it says. And saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him." Am I in the right? No. Which brought forth the man child. So the man-child is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mary is the one that gave birth through Israel. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times and a half a time. So nourished for a time, that's 1 year, and times, that's 2 years, and half a time, so that's 3.5 years. From the face of the serpent. So where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. So in the middle of the tribulation, because Satan broke and Antichrist broke the treaty with Israel in the middle of the tribulation. So we have in the middle of the tribulation, the Israel has like eagle's wings flying off into the wilderness to where God's going to protect her. And here's Satan, Antichrist, he's putting forth all this flame and fire trying to destroy Israel, but God's going to protect them. All right. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. So here's the water. You see the water flow? And the flood, here's the flood of water coming with fire. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. So here's the earth opened up. and it's the water's being swallowed up. You can see the ground here broken up, kind of like the way the water was separated for Israel when they went off into the wilderness, separated from Egypt so that Egypt couldn't get a hold of her. Yep. And then, of course, Satan is running all these 10 nations, and the woman is running for her life as the water is streaming down. You can also see up here the map being where it's being split. Yes. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's the middle of the tribulation. The 3.5 years, the treaty with Israel's broken. All right. So I want to go back over here. Let's go back up here. Whoops. That didn't work. I have to hit the right thing. That is all the seals and all those set up. Here we go. All right. And Will, welcome. Right at the end. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's early for the next service. Yeah. We can. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So let's catch up to where we were. Here's the apostate church, the rapture occurring, the return of Jews to Israel during the preparation, and the revelation of the false Christ and false prophets taking place, the sealing of the 144,000, judgment seat of Christ. Antichrist makes a covenant with Israel. There we go. There's the covenant. Antichrist makes a covenant with Israel right here at the beginning of the tribulation. Makes a covenant with Israel. And then Antichrist rules over 10 nations during the preparation right here. You've got 10 nations. That's what is represented by the 10 toes of clay. And then the Elijah returns to earth during the protection through that first 3.5 years. And then Battle of Gog and Magog in the middle of the tribulation. Antichrist breaks the covenant with Israel, and Antichrist moves to Israel, and then destruction of the one world church all takes place right there in the middle. And that's where we are now, right here in the middle of the tribulation. So through the first 3.5 years, you have the seals, the seven seals, and then you have the seven trumpets that all occur during that first 3.5 years right here. Battle of Gog and Magog occurs. Antichrist breaks the covenant with Israel. Antichrist moves to Israel. And then the destruction of the one world church. All right. And let's see, did we cover this? The two witnesses being ministered, begin ministry. Satan is cast out of heaven. There we go. That's the one I'm looking for. That's where we are right now. Revelation 12 at the end. Revelation 12:9. Satan is cast out of heaven. Right there in the middle of the tribulation, the covenant was broken, and now Satan is ruling. All right, any questions? Yep, okay, let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, how we can understand your word and how we could be challenged by it, but also realize that you are in control. Our Savior, the Lamb of God, has died for the sins of the world. Father, I pray that each and every one who hears the sound of my voice as we study your word will realize that only through Christ that we can have eternal life. Only through him that we can spend eternity in heaven. Satan is going to work so hard to keep as many souls to himself, to spend eternity in hell with him. But Father, our battle is to reach the lost, to introduce the Savior to those who know not Christ. And Father, I pray that you'll use this study this morning to challenge us, that we might draw closer to thee as we strive to serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right.